Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. The title of today's show is Roles People Live, The Perfectionist. During the show, we'll be looking at people whose higher ego vulnerability energy is leading them towards living in the role of the perfectionist as they go about living their daily lives. This is a person who insists on perfection within most, if not all, areas of their life. Areas that may include work or health or appearance, relationships, perhaps their home. Things have to be just right for things to be okay. This is a person who tends to overfocus on their errors or mistakes and underfocuses on what they have done well or right. They only seem to notice the bad stuff or the negative stuff without seeing the really good stuff and positive things that may be part of what they're doing. This is a person who has difficulty being at peace or relaxed, as they're often looking for the next lapse from perfection that may be around the corner for them. There are plenty of people who live in this role because there is no shortage of the supply of the higher ego vulnerability energy that often serves to drive them to living in this role. This person can be you, or a family member or friend. It can be a coworker, maybe an employer or an acquaintance. Today I'm going to take you into the perfectionist's mind by sharing with you what ego is leading them towards thinking or not thinking, feeling or not feeling, and doing or not doing, and exactly what's happening when a person is living in this role, all in the name of their survival, which is ego's ultimate and only purpose in our life, to be our survival energy. During this show, I'll be focusing on two main areas, ego's voice and spirit's voice. When I talk about ego's voice, I'm talking about the mixture of one's ego energy and one's mind. In the case of today's program, the mixture of the perfectionist's higher ego vulnerability energy and their mind. The place where their thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, values, and prejudices are formed. A place that can be called the ego mind, or ego space as I refer to it in my work, and lays the foundation for their personality and perfectionism. It's their higher ego vulnerability energy that's impacting the thoughts and feelings and behaviors that the perfectionist forms and uses in their daily life. Ego does not form the thoughts the perfectionist is using. The person living in the role perfectionist does, while building on the ego energy at work in their mind. Ego just provides the fuel. When ego is impacting what's going on in the perfectionist's mind, they are listening to and speaking with ego's voice, not their own, but they don't know it. Ego is in the foreground of their life, and they are in the background. And that's why tuning into our ego energy is one of the three contributors to ego medicine. We and the perfectionist need to know whose voice we are truly listening to and speaking with in our thoughts, words, and deeds as we go about living our daily lives. Is it ego's voice, or is it our voice? Ego should be in the background and only present when needed, when our survival is truly endangered. Now, we may want to believe it's our voice, but don't kid yourself, which is something that's easily done by many. We all need to get the real, truthful, honest, and potentially painful answer to that question. Is it ego's voice or mine? An answer that most people fail to get the answer to because they don't know how to go about getting it. And that's what my work is about, helping you to get that answer and doing something about it if necessary. In a way, finding out if you're living in a role that you didn't realize you were living in, just as the perfectionist is, which is happening for many, whether they're a narcissist or an authoritarian or a cultist or any of the roles I'll be talking about in my programs on roles people live. Another way of putting it, the narcissist doesn't know they're a narcissist. The victim doesn't know they're a victim. And the authoritarian doesn't know they're an authoritarian, because they're unaware of the ego energy operating in their mind and their life and living on a 24/7 basis. But they need to find out that answer so they can be speaking with their voice in their life and not ego's, or they'll just spend their life surviving and never truly and fully living. After I get done talking about ego's voice and what the perfectionist needs to hear more from it during the second segment of the program, I'm going to be sharing in the third segment what the perfectionist is unable to hear from spirit due to being kept at a distance from ego's voice, from spirit's voice, that is, by the ego energy at work and the distancing effect it has on hearing the voice of spirit. Even though the perfectionist has a spiritual core, that's something we all have, due to being the love, life, and energy God is, they are not spiritually well, because they can't be spiritually well in their life due to what their ego energy is doing in it. Their unhealthy, higher ego vulnerability energy is not allowing them to hear about and be the love, life, and energy God is within their thoughts, words, and deeds, and particularly towards themselves. Sadly, spirit's voice is something they may never hear and come to know unless they heal their ego energy. Sadly, the ego energy of the perfectionist is getting in the way of connecting to their divinity, of being their divinity in their daily life. And sadly, this is something that happens to many people in their life, whatever role they're living in. Many people die living in the role they had been living for 30, 40, or 50 years of their life. They never get better. Archie Bunker and people like him, authoritarians, never got better. They died never having fully and truly lived. They spent all their time surviving within their authoritarian thoughts, beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices. With those sobering thoughts, I'll get started by looking deeply into the perfectionist by first giving you a brief description of the role of the perfectionist. This is a person you may or may not be acquainted with in your personal life, but is out there in society, if not in your home, so that we can kind of be on the same page as to the role and the kind of person I'm talking about. The perfectionist insists on perfection within most, if not all, areas of their life. And as I mentioned earlier, this can include things like work and things going on in their home, maybe their physical appearance, their financial circumstances. There's so much emphasis on things being just right, being correct. And there's a lot of emphasis on that in their life. And they often focus on what they have done less well or poorly, while neglecting to see what they have done well. And this can often lead to the sense of not having done anything well at all, due to this intense focus on what's wrong rather than what's right. So they can over-focus on their mistakes, and they can often under-focus on their successes. So the perfectionists can often miss a lot of the good stuff, a lot of the good things about themselves, because they're so preoccupied and intimately linked to the notion of perfection. Often they cannot let go of what was done or left undone or done less well. In a way, they have difficulty moving on. They keep perseverating on the thing that they did wrong or didn't get done quite as well as they had would have liked. In a way, what they're doing is they're getting stuck on their imperfection. They're getting stuck on their imperfection. And this is often reflected in their being self-critical and engaging in what I call self-attacks, attacking themselves for not having done well enough, not having done their best in whatever it is that they were trying to do well at, whether it was work or having to do with their appearance or their what's going on in their home. They listen poorly to the compliments others pay them, as their mind is focused elsewhere. So people can tell them positive things, constructive things, good things about their efforts and about their performance. But the perfectionist often overlooks them or ignores them or discounts them, because the higher ego vulnerability energy is they're looking at those compliments through their prism of higher ego vulnerability energy, which kind of says not good enough, whether I think it's not good enough or whether I think that what other people are telling me, I can't embrace it because I just don't think it was ever good enough. So they miss out a lot on the healthy and positive and constructive comments that people are offering them that are genuinely intended. And it's almost like they take them with a little bit of suspicion as to whether people were just being nice and not real in what they were saying to them, which often, you know, again, has them walking away with their efforts, focusing on the weaknesses that they see, which sometimes may not be weaknesses at all. But that's the nature of the higher ego vulnerability energy at work in the mind of the perfectionist. It's never good enough, whatever it is. And it's sort of an unrelenting thing going on inside of them. I do want to mention that you may, when I think of perfectionism, sometimes people in their, when they have a passion of some form, whether it's an artistic passion or whatever the passion is, that's a love-based kind of preoccupation, perfectionistic approach. They enjoy the effort that they make to do their best in using their talents or their abilities. It's not a fear-based effort to do well. So they're not fearful if they don't do well or as well as they would like to, because it's a passion. And whether it's a work-related passion or a home-related passion, and they tend to be more isolated, where perfectionism tends to be more broader in applying it in a lot of different places. So perfectionism is a lot of fear-based effort, and passion is a lot of love-based effort. The perfectionists, they only rest when the undone is done well, but never for long. So even though they may have they do something well, they can only step back and enjoy their success, their quote perfectionism, for a period of time, and then the the higher ego vulnerability, because it's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. It goes back to work, and they begin to have difficulty enjoying anything that they've done successfully for very long. They have trouble relaxing. They're kind of caught up in that fight or flight, involuntary nervous system functioning, where they're in a state of emergency, so to speak. And this can set people up for addiction to gain distance from their perfectionism. That is, maybe using alcohol or drugs to turn off, in a way, physiologically, the higher ego vulnerability energy. But again, this doesn't work very well, but it is successful temporarily and lays the foundation for addiction. I hope this provides you with some greater familiarity for people who are living in the role of the perfectionist. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the perfectionist needs to hear and recognize from the voice of ego that's shaping the way they think, feel, and behave. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OWN Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OWN Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OWN Times endeavor. Host your show with OWN Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at the voice of ego operating in the mind of the perfectionist. These are the kinds of thoughts rooted in higher ego vulnerability energy the perfectionist is using to survive in their life and serving as the foundation for the thinking, feeling, and behaving they make use of as they go about their daily life. These are the kind of thoughts they must come to hear, recognize, and change if they are ever to become a better person, a whole person, and someone who can be their humanity and divinity. So we begin with ego's voice saying, "You have been led to your perfectionism in order to ensure your safety and survival. Seek perfection within your thoughts, words, and deeds, as this is the path to safety. Let fear be your guide, as it will tell you when you are displaying your imperfection." Here the perfectionist is teaching themselves with the assistance of their higher ego vulnerability energy, that doing things well or perfect is the means to feeling secure and at peace in one's life. Something that the perfectionist does embrace, working to make things perfect, to experience a sense of calmness, stability, security, peacefulness. But as I said in the first segment of the program, this doesn't work well for the long term. It's just a temporary thing, like a Band-Aid. That ego is saying that being perfect is the means to being a happy, satisfied, and content person. This is a message that's taking the perfectionist away from coming to terms with the imperfection of their humanity. It's creating actually distance from coming to terms with and accepting and working with that imperfection. This is a message that's bringing suffering into the life of the perfectionist as they're trying to be something they can never be, meaning that we can never be a perfect human being. A perfect human being is not something we can ever truly be. It's not in keeping with the nature of our humanity, which is imperfect, inherently imperfect. A message that's leading to a connection between fear and imperfection rather than love and imperfection. Think about that, that the perfectionist has formed a very strong link between the fear they experience and imperfection, learning to fear imperfection, rather than being able to recognize that love, particularly the love of unconditional, connective, unburdened, unlimited love toward oneself, and how that can be brought to bear with one's imperfection, something that the perfectionist is having a great deal of difficulty embracing, but will need to embrace in order to fully heal and abandon the need to be perfect. Ego's voice says you must have no tolerance for failure, loss, mistakes, or underachievement, which will reflect your imperfection and threaten your survival. Fear will let you know this. You can only be alive when you are being perfect in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Otherwise, you will drift into the darkness and deadness of imperfection. Perfection is your oxygen, and you must have it. Here, the perfectionist is teaching themselves, with the help, the assistance of their higher ego vulnerability energy that's floating into their mind, their ego mind or their ego space, the things that reflect their imperfection and humanity are a bad thing, something to be avoided, something to create distance from. Things like doing less than their best or the best can endanger them and threaten their survival. This is a message that says living can only be experienced when one is perfect. That living can only be known and experienced when one is perfect. And anything less than perfection is non-living, which is a message which is completely the opposite of what you're going to be hearing from the voice of spirit later in today's program. This is a message that leads to a lot of suffering because the perfectionist is spending lots of time not living, in a way, waiting to feel alive temporarily when one is being perfect. A message that leads the perfectionist to feel empty and unable to feel alive within the imperfection of their humanity. That we must be able to feel alive and living, not suffering, within the imperfection that we all experience, that we all know of our humanity. Unfortunately, ego's voice is taking the perfectionist away from that awareness, that understanding. Ego's voice says, accept yourself only when you have been perfect. You must like yourself and love yourself only when your thoughts, words, or deeds have been made perfect, nothing less. Only your perfection demonstrates that you have made yourself as good as or greater than others. You can only feel safely connected to others within your perfection. Within perfection, things are the way they were meant to be, allowing you to know safety and survival. Here, the perfectionist is teaching themselves with the assistance of their higher ego vulnerability energy that the means to accepting themselves comes through perfection. There's a strong link between perfection and acceptance being established within the mind of the perfectionist, the ego space, the ego mind. This is a message that creates a very high and unfortunately false standard for the perfectionist to be okay or good with themselves, meaning be perfect, and then that can be the case for you, that you can feel secure and safe and alive. This is a message that brings a lot of suffering into the life of the perfectionist because too little of their life is spent loving and liking themselves just as they are. Think about that. You're walking your way, you're working, whatever, your way through your life. And as it's going on, you're not liking and loving yourself as you are. In fact, for the perfectionist, there's a lot of not liking and not loving oneself, and that's suffering at work. We are designed within the confines of our divinity to be beings that love and like ourselves as we are, even if we do, even as we deal with the weaknesses and imperfections of our humanity. We can't put that on hold. It's something that many people with higher ego vulnerability, including the person with the perfectionist, living in the role of the perfectionist, is often doing. This is a message that being perfect is the way to form connections to others, which leads the perfectionist in the direction of trying to create a contact with others in a safe way built upon being perfect and having them know them as being perfect. Hiding, in effect, oneself from others as the means to forming a connection with them. And I think you can hear how that is not a healthy way of being in contact with other human beings. And that's a reflection of suffering at work. Suffering can take on very subtle forms. We don't even recognize it. We think of suffering as something having to involve physiological pain. But there's a lot of psychological pain. Some of it's much more acute and sharp, and we can feel it. And others are more subtle, but it's there. And so in a way, learning about ego's voice is attuning to the suffering that's often going on. You know, this is an idea not completely removed from Buddha's fundamental pronouncement that all is suffering. Although in my work, I'm talking about the suffering that ego brings about within each of the 10 key life areas. Also, ego is saying that the connections are safe because you have shown yourself to be better than or greater than others. So making an effort to be better than or greater than through one's perfectionism is a way to experience what is a safe connection. And I think you can see the tenuousness of that in the context of relationships. And how oftentimes people, including perfectionists, get caught up in phony relationships, superficial relationships that are rooted in the need to display oneself as being greater than or more than or worthy or so on. Ego's voice says imperfection within yourself will lead to danger and you must fear it. You can only be accepted by others when achieving perfection. You must demonstrate perfection to hide from others what they must not see. Their witness to your imperfection will make you unsafe and vulnerable. Here, the perfectionist is teaching themselves, again with the assistance of their higher ego vulnerability energy, to look upon their weaknesses and imperfection as dangerous because they reveal vulnerability, something that's not okay. Again, you've heard the word vulnerability probably and how, in a way, it's actually healthy to be a vulnerable human being. But so many people, including the perfectionist, are working to keep themselves at a distance from their vulnerability, particularly those with higher ego vulnerability or lower ego vulnerability, but in different ways. Spirit or ego's voice is saying that they are also teaching themselves, is also teaching the person that they can only get the acceptance of others through perfection. Being able to gain the not just affection, and sometimes that is part of it, but also the acceptance, more importantly and deeply, can come only through perfection. And you can see the ripple effect on the person's thoughts and the often ego stupidity that manifests as a result. This is a message that leads the perfectionist to work to hide their humanity and weaknesses in the false notion that this will bring them genuine acceptance. Again, a game plan for connecting to people that is out of alignment with the nature of our humanity and divinity, because it's not real. It's built upon phoniness. This is a message that has helped the perfectionist become entangled in the suffering that comes with spending so much time trying to be something you're not, a perfect person. A lot of suffering going on inside of trying to be a perfect person. This is a message that leads the perfectionist to a distorted sense of people as waiting to prey upon their weaknesses and their humanity. Again, you know, an unhealthy way of looking upon other people who are not out to prey upon them if they are healthy people, and to exploit or humiliate them due to the nature of their humanity. Ego's voice says, do not trust that others will accept you as you are. You are vulnerable to those who would see your weaknesses and imperfections. So keep them distant from them. Your thoughts, words, and deeds must remain hidden until you have made them perfect. Only perfection will make you liked and loved by others. It is only within your perfection that you can see the way you need them to, that they can see you the way you need them to see you and yourself. Here the perfectionist is teaching themselves with the help of higher ego vulnerability energy that people aren't to be trusted. What a terrible way of coming upon and looking at our fellow human beings. This is a message that says it's not okay for people to see who you really are. It's not okay for people to see who you really are. That you are opening yourself up to vulnerability if you expose or reveal your weaknesses and imperfection. Keep that door closed. Don't let people see who you really are. That being liked and loved and accepted can only come with perfection. Again, another terrible, unhealthy, non-reality-based message. That thoughts and messages contributing to the suffering of the perfectionist when being unable to be involved in relationships where genuine trust of others is the foundation. Again, that suffering word that I keep using because it is when we live beneath what we're capable of experiencing in our lives. In this case, the perfectionist in how they work with people or don't work with people and lack the genuine trust of others. And how that is often the foundation for their relationships. We've reached the end of our focus on Ego's Voice. I hope that this has given you greater insight as to the impact of higher ego vulnerability energy within the mind of the perfectionist. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the perfectionist is unable to hear from the voice of spirit due to the unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy that is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I'm going to be taking a look at the voice of spirit and what it's saying to the perfectionist that they are unable to hear due to the blockage being caused by their higher ego vulnerability energy and the distance from their divinity that results from the thoughts and messages contained within Ego's Voice that I shared with you earlier. Along with coming to recognize Ego's Voice using ego medicine, the perfectionist will need to hear the voice of spirit in order to fully heal and bring about the synergy, the merging, and the unification of their humanity and divinity. So now we'll take a look at Spirit's Voice. Spirit's Voice says, your perfection lies within your divinity, within being the love, life, and energy God is. You cannot make yourself perfect, as this divinity is the truest expression of who you are. You can only awaken to your perfection. Here, Spirit is saying that there is no such thing as perfection within humanity, and that it cannot be found there where it doesn't exist. That the perfectionists cannot make themselves perfect, something they are trying to do in a lot of their thoughts and actions and feelings. That the perfectionist can only be, the perfection that is, can only be found in their divinity. A perfection within the perfectionist that is experienced when being the love, the life, and the energy God is within their daily life. A perfection within the perfectionist that's waiting to be recognized and lived within the perfectionist's thoughts, words, and actions. Again, when being the love, life, and energy God is. Spirit's voice says, earthly perfection cannot lead you to it, as it does not exist within the earthly realm. This is only an illusion and the source of great suffering. Illusions of earthly perfection cannot make you worthy, equal, or connected to others, nor they to you. These efforts are only reflections of your suffering. Again, here Spirit is saying all the efforts the perfectionist puts into being perfect are in a way useless and cannot give the perfectionist what they seek. That efforts to be perfect are actually a reflection of the suffering the perfectionist is caught up in. The kind of suffering that often comes in the form of the stress, the tension, the fear, and the anger that are part of the perfectionist's efforts. That the hidden goals of the perfectionist to be worthy, equal, and connected as an offset to issues in accepting their weaknesses, imperfections, and humanity cannot be realized. The efforts the perfectionist is making to transform themselves from human imperfection to human perfection are the signs of suffering. Again, suffering that comes in the form of the stress, the tension, the fear experiences that often come with being a perfectionist. Those are all reflections of one's suffering. Spirit's voice says, earthly perfection will not make you safe or ensure your survival. It has only imprisoned you, a reflection of your suffering. You cannot truly love yourself when struggling to achieve earthly perfection. No condition need be met for love and acceptance within divine truth. Here, Spirit is saying that the perfectionist's efforts to be perfect won't succeed in making the perfectionist safer, more secure, and enhance their sense of suffering. And when I think of that idea, I'm thinking of how people that are perfectionists can only feel okay for a limited period of time, and then they return due to the higher ego vulnerability energy at work into their efforts to be a perfectionist or to be perfect. Spirit is saying that it can't remove perfectionism, that is, the intense sense of vulnerability that the perfectionist is experiencing. That perfectionism is like being trapped in a prison, with the bars being perfectionistic thoughts and feelings and behaviors. And this is the suffering of confinement, that all of these efforts are actually reflective of the suffering of one's confinement within these perfectionistic ideas. That the perfectionist can't find their way to truly loving themselves through being a perfect human being. Spirit is trying to help the perfectionist know that our love for ourselves cannot be received cannot be obtained in one's efforts to be perfect. Here, the perfectionists experience the suffering of being unable to truly love themselves. Just think about that. Unable to love one's self. That's what the perfectionist is experiencing because they're making efforts to love themselves through their perfectionism that are unnecessary. And so they stop living and they just stop and they start surviving a great deal within their perfectionism. Spirit's voice says, love yourself and let others love you for who you are, not for whom you must become. Your imperfection is your friend. You must not make it your enemy. You need not remove it to love yourself or to be loved by others. You must embrace all of your earthly imperfection with divine truth. Here, Spirit is saying that the perfectionist must welcome love from within and from others now and without any requirements involving perfectionism. That the perfectionist must embrace their humanity and not resist or reject it. That the perfectionist must remove the requirement of perfectionism in order to know love for themselves and from others. This requirement is just another reflection of suffering that the perfectionist is experiencing. Being the love, life, and energy God is will help you to accept and work with your imperfection and humanity, sort of the game plan that the perfectionist should be following. Spirit's voice says, seek to learn and grow from your earthly imperfection while being the love, life, and energy God is. Do not be judged in fear by yourself or others, as there can be no judge in the kingdom of heaven. The energy within your earthly perfection is destructive, as it is built upon fear. It has blinded you to your divine perfection, which rests upon the love within your being. Here, Spirit is saying that the perfectionist must speak to the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity by coming to know their divinity. That fear is at the roots of the perfectionist's thoughts and feelings and behaviors, and the basis for how they are judging themselves and how they are seeing others as judging them. That fear is at the roots of the false and unnecessary judgment of themselves that they are responding to. That this is unlike the kingdom of heaven that can be known by working with love to address the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity. The fear is blocking the awareness of the perfectionist's divine perfection, which I'm saying is existent in their higher ego vulnerability energy. This is the source of all of the fear that is working its way into the mind of the perfectionist and which is leading them in the direction of all of their efforts to remove their humanity in an effort to feel safe and secure. A game plan that will never work because it's out of alignment with the reality of who we truly are. Imperfect human beings who will always be imperfect within our humanity. Spirit's voice says, your life has been made lifeless, consumed with fear, a reflection of your suffering. You have endangered yourself with fear of your own making. Do not hide from yourself or others with your illusions of earthly perfection. You can only know and live your perfection within love, not fear. Abandon your fear with love, so you can awaken to your perfection. Here, Spirit is saying that the perfectionist is not living, but surviving. Another way of being lifeless due to being filled with fear. That suffering is happening when the perfectionist is consumed with fear. So just think about that, that the feeling fear, the hidden fear often that's going on, but working its way into the mind of the perfectionist that is leading them to construct thoughts and beliefs and attitudes specifically tied into making themselves more perfect. That all of this is fear, and all of this is suffering at work in the life of the perfectionist. Spirit is saying that the perfectionist is scaring themselves with their perfectionistic thoughts, in a way, pushing themselves to be something they're not. And that's very scary in a way, because intuitively, particularly because of the divinity within our humanity, there is that awareness that that can't be, that it can never be, that trying to be something we're not will never work. Spirit is saying that the perfectionist is about hiding from oneself and hiding from their humanity and hiding it from others. That the strategy is often one of hiding through the perfectionist's efforts to be perfect, to hide the weaknesses, the imperfections of their humanity. And Spirit is saying that hiding from ourselves with the attempts at human perfection is also serving to hide the divine perfection existent within the perfectionist. That there is perfection existent within us, but it's the making of our divinity that we all have. But that when we spend our time, and the perfectionist spending their time trying to be humanly perfect, it's obscuring the ability to come to know their divine perfection. We have reached the end of our focus on egos, on Spirit's voice for this show. I hope that what I have shared with you will allow those needing to do so to hear the voices of ego and Spirit that must be heard, so that they can truly speak with more of their voice in their life and not egos, and get on with the business of truly living and not just surviving. I want to mention that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not egos, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given, It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.